This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. On our program today, we're joined by Andrew Gall. Andrew is with Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville, and he's going to be telling us about the brand new season coming up next year. We've got Greater Tuna, which is wrapping up this weekend, and then you've got the final show of the season, The Importance of Being Earnest. Tell us a little bit about Tuna, a little bit about Earnest, and a whole bunch about next season.
Okay. Greater Tuna is about the third smallest town in Texas, and it's called Tuna, Texas. It's not a real town, so don't look on your map for it. And the play is about a small town, and sort of the inciting incident for all of the action in Greater Tuna is that the judge, Roscoe Buckner, has been found dead in his bed wearing a Dale Evans swimsuit. Things just sort of devolve from there, and it's very funny. There are two actors who play all of the roles in Greater Tuna, and there are 20 characters that you meet. There's a lot of quick changes. It's extremely funny. You will want to use the restroom before watching the play because you will need to be fully in control of all your bodily functions because you laugh a lot during this play.
Belly laughs, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. It's one of those things where I've seen it several times in rehearsal and then I see several performances and it doesn't really get old. It's funny. It's different. The humor is PG-13, probably not suitable for young kids, but lots of fun for everyone else.
And the performances tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, 7:30 curtain time.
7:30 curtain time. You can get tickets by calling the Parkway Playhouse box office at 828-682-4285 or by visiting the Parkway Playhouse website at parkwayplayhouse.com.
Let's talk about the last show of the season.
The Importance of Being Earnest is one of the perhaps great theatrical comedies of all time. It was written by Oscar Wilde right at the beginning of the 20th century. And even though it's over 100 years old, it has not aged a bit. It's about two guys who are lying through their teeth to women in order to pick them up, basically. These guys are both pretending to be named Ernest. For some inexplicable reason, the two young ladies that they're enamored with will only consent to be courted by a man named Ernest. And even though neither of them are named Ernest, they insist that they are Ernest. And of course, during the play, the truth comes out, and wackiness ensues.
I can imagine.
There is an actual fight over a muffin.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, The Importance of Being Earnest, that starts tomorrow night. Performances, is tomorrow night also a two-for-one?
First performance for The Importance of Being Earnest is a two-for-one, which means you can get two tickets for the price of one. And, again, if you want to go to the two-for-one show, make reservations early because those are the tickets that go first. For some strange reason, people want to get a good deal.
Curtain time 7:30 for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday matinee.
Sunday matinee at 2:30 p.m.
All right. Now let's talk about the brand new season next year. What do you got for us?
Next year is going to be a lot of fun. We announced our season at an open house on August 14th, and we did a preview of what we were going to be looking at. The big news is that we're doing a brand new play about Sherlock Holmes, who is, as you know, the greatest detective of all time. It's called Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure. We're doing a play called Noises Off, which is a comedy about a group of people who are trying to put on a play and doing it badly. And it's not about us. We were not the inspiration for it, but we did find it very funny. And then musical-wise, we're very excited about what we're doing musically. We have a brand new play, a brand new musical called Lunch at the Piccadilly by Clyde Edgerton and Mike Craver. And it's based on a novel by Clyde Edgerton about a group of people in a nursing home. And it's a great deal of fun. The big news is the big musical that we're doing next year is The Sound of Music. And we're really excited about that. And that show will actually run for 3 weekends at the Parkway Playhouse, which is an unprecedented event.
Hey, that's great.
It is.
Sounds like a great season coming up next.
Yes, I've got to go and start working on it right now.
Thank you. Thanks for being with us, Andrew Gall with the Parkway Playhouse.
Thank you.
For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.